Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. I live my life in growing orbits, which move out over the things of the world. Perhaps I can never achieve the last, but that will be my attempt. I am circling around God, that ancient tower, and I have been circling for 1,000 years, and still I don't know if I am a falcon or a storm or a song. Welcome home, Memorial. We have arrived at another homecoming Sunday and another program year. We have circled our way back home, from summers on vacation, summers at camp, from sleeping in and spending Sunday mornings outdoors. This weekend, some of us have circled around Druid Hill Reservoir on a Saturday morning walk. We've landed in the parish hall for some really good jazz, piano, and saxophone. This morning, some of us are in our usual perch for our stirring Episcopal liturgy with brass, bagpipe, and choir. Some of us are finding a spot here for the first time. We have come home. Not to compare Memorial with a pub, but it is said that a good pub is ready-made party, a home away from home, a club anyone can join. Yes, we like to think of Memorial Church that way. We like to think of any church that way. But unfortunately, that is so often not the case. Today we hear from Luke's Gospel, the parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin. In this section of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is sitting down for a spell and presumably chewing the fat with tax collectors and sinners. The Pharisees and the scribes happen to see Jesus fraternizing with the ostracized of proper Jewish society, and they begin to mutter and grumble. What is Jesus doing sitting and talking with them? So in response to this muttering, Jesus begins to tell a series of lost and found parables that have to do with home, parties, and letting anybody in. Who is in and who is out? Who is lost and who is found? What does it mean to be the community of Christ today? It's easy to see in these parables ourselves as the shepherd seeking that one lost sheep, or as the woman sweeping and turning her house upside down for that lost coin. If we just try hard enough, we think, we can find what is lost. And once we found that lost lamp or coin or sheep, we rejoice. But what if we turn this parable around just a bit? What if Jesus is asking us to see ourselves as the lost sheep, the lost coin? What if we are lost to someone and we are the object sought? This summer at Camp Nakanwa, we had a visitor from the nearby Dollywood Amusement Park. Dollywood as in Dolly Parton. Dollywood is a rehabilitation center, in part, for injured birds, and most particularly for bald eagles, owls, hawks, vultures, and falcons. So one summer afternoon, the animal rehabbers brought their traveling rehabbed bird show for the campers to see. The star of the show was a bald eagle named Mr. Lincoln. Mr. Lincoln was a chatty sort of fellow who loved to squawk and raise a racket as he flew back and forth in our pavilion from one handler to another. He was a beautiful, beautiful bird. But Mr. Lincoln's story had not always been so star-struck. He was born and bred at Dollywood in an effort to bring bald eagles back from the brink of extinction. As he came into adulthood, the plan was to release Mr. Lincoln back into the wild. So after much preparation, the big day came and Mr. Lincoln was released. The staff thought all was well. 2 months later, they received a call from animal rescue folks some 500 miles and a state away. There was an emaciated eagle that had turned up in their region in someone's yard. He was lost, and they weren't sure he would make it. A tag on his leg traced his origins to Dollywood. It was Mr. Lincoln. He was brought back home to Dollywood, and it was touch and go for a while, but he revived. It turns out that Mr. Lincoln didn't have the drive or the taste to hunt for his own food, and he had orbited farther and farther from his birthplace. He had orbited so far without food that he became disoriented and could not find his way home. He was lost. His frantic days of flight gave way to exhaustion. He couldn't fly another block, so he stopped in a stranger's yard, and there he was found. Mr. Lincoln couldn't have made his way home on his own. He needed to be found. Much of our adult life is moving out into growing orbits. We leave home for nursery school, primary school, then middle school, high school, and finally college, and one day we leave home for marriage, a job, a life on our own. We need the foundations we have gained at home to make it on our own in the world. It helps to know how to cook, make our bed, do the laundry, balance the checkbook, show up for work on time, keep a schedule, to get along as an adult. We need the nurturing of family and friends on our way to independence, for in time we will nurture our own children and friends and family members as they move into ever-growing orbits. But sometimes each of us, for one reason or another, gets blown off course. It's as if we've been blown out of our orbit into a strange land of exile. We can't seem to find our foundational pull, our home values anymore. We beat our wings furiously and can't make any headway. And sometimes we get blown off course so badly that we stop believing there is a foundation around which we do orbit. We stop believing in love. We stop believing in hope. We stop believing in God. For all of us, at some times in our lives, we are that lost sheep. We are that lost coin. And when we are so lost, we often rage wildly between trying to aggressively find a home, flying from thing to thing, or just going through the motions with no hope at all. Some of us can't seem to stay with anything for very long because nothing really satisfies once we've lost our home. So we keep flying farther and farther away from our core, our values, our foundation, that one day we find ourselves so exhausted and have no idea where we are anymore. Sometimes we can only be like Mr. Lincoln and wait in a stranger's yard to be found. But most times it's not as desperate as that. Sometimes the way to find our orbit once more is a place between the passive and the aggressively active. That place waiting to be found is a kind of middle passage, a kind of active wandering. It's an open and active receptivity to being found. Our seeking is a willingness to be found. Scott Bader Say says this: what if it is precisely our faith that we have lost? What is it to not only lose faith, but to lose the conviction that one has been found? To begin to wonder whether one is sought after at all, whether there ever could be a shepherd or a peasant woman trying to track us down. To those whose lost object is faith itself, these parables of the lost and found whisper that losing faith, that is, becoming like a Pharisee or a scribe, is to have wandered into the place where one can be found. To wander into the place where one can be found. This morning, maybe you've wandered into Memorial Church on purpose. Maybe you thought, today, I'll give church a try. I invite you after the service to wander up to coffee hour in the upper parish hall. There you will find good food and companionship, but many ways to walk with other pilgrims as they wander, as they circle towards God, that ancient tower. Wandering and waiting. Sometimes that's all it takes. Wandering into a place that reminds one of the home one lost long ago, and find that one has been found and has been home all along. Amen.